Welcome to 101 Stage Adaptations. I'm your host, Melissa Schmitz. I'm a theater artist and arts administrator, and I wrote my first stage adaptation when I was 22. Now I'm interviewing playwrights about their own adaptations, their creative process, and how they make it all work. Welcome to the final episode of 2023. Wow. Okay, so much has happened. I look back on the first full year of podcasting in 2023, and I honestly can't believe some of these names. Like, what? Go look at that list. It's crazy. Tell me who some of your favorites were. Message me and let me know. So I follow a lot of people in the business and marketing space. And right now, everyone is doing their end of year reflection and goal setting. And some people like to jump right into the goal setting and charge forward into the new year. And we barely have enough time to breathe and get through the holidays without people asking us about our New Year's resolutions. It's too much. Anyway, the people I follow have a different and more sustainable approach to goal setting, especially for this time of year. So in this final episode of 2023, I'm going to give you some reflection questions that I use for myself and my strategist consulting. So we can't expect to move forward if we don't know first where we are or where we've been. And so taking inventory and reflecting on that is the first step. The inspiration for this process comes from Kim Jimenez, Kate Northrup, and Amy Green Smith and their business and personal goal setting protocols. And do write these down because next week we're going to do a part two. So feel free to listen to this again and pause as needed. So go grab your paper and a pen and let's get started. All right. In your theater making and or playwriting practice in 2023, what were the highlights of your year? Thinking back on everything that happened in 2023, what are three or more things you are grateful for? What did you learn as an artist that you need to change or improve or not do again? What do you do well that you should continue to do? Okay, so I would love for you to reflect on those questions and write down your answers and really take some time to dig deep into this because it's important to really take inventory of what we're doing so we can congratulate ourselves and really look at what we've done and be like, oh, right, I accomplished that, because sometimes we forget what we do. Like anytime I have to review or update my resume, I'm like, oh yeah, I've done all these things. Because sometimes we're like too in the moment of like, nothing's happening right now, or like, I haven't accomplished what I wanted to, but like really, we've all done a lot. So it's time to give ourselves credit for that. So take the time, go back and listen to those questions, pause as needed, and really do this for yourself. It's worth it. So now we're going to do a theater making and playwriting SWOT analysis. SWOT is S-W-O-T, which stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So the first question is, what are your strengths as a playwright or theater maker? What are your weaknesses? What are your current opportunities, aka what is possible right now? What does this season make possible? What does this challenging economy make possible? What does this new year, this digital era, etc., what does that make possible? What are your opportunities based on what is currently possible? And in what ways can you perform at the highest level from where you are right now? When it comes to your theater making and playwriting work, what are your current threats? In other words, what are you nervous about that you can reduce or eliminate the risk for or establish a contingency plan? So I hope you will take the time to work through all of these questions, let them simmer, and write them down. And this will help you map out your next year. I will go through that process next week. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for listening. That's it. That's all I have. That is the end of 2023. If you liked this episode, please rate and review the show. And if you want more of this kind of content, please sign up for my monthly newsletter for playwrights, because it's exactly this kind of thing that I'll be focusing on. The link for that is in the show notes. Please sign up. Happy New Year. Thank you for listening to this episode of 101 Stage Adaptations. If you liked it, I hope you'll forward to a friend today. Sharing is caring, and word of mouth is still the best form of advertising. So I hope you'll share it with someone today. 101 Stage Adaptations is produced by me, Melissa Schmitz, with the help of Hello Podcast Media. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time.